You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And this is I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by a work in progress, as we all are at every point in our life, constantly. A house under repair, a dishwasher broken, but still somehow washing dishes every now and then. Perhaps a cafe that needs a new paint job, or perhaps a restock of milk. But we're always a work in progress. I think right now we all are works in process, in progress, in some form of creation. And now you listen to a song called Dead Horse by the band Ribbon Skirt, who used to be called Love Language, apparently. But here they are. This is Dead Horse by Ribbon Skirt.
Someone from wanting more and more. Sit down, calm down, breathe in, breathe out. And there's no reason, it's just a feeling I believe in.
Set the scene, light the candles, break it down again.
And there's no reason, it's just a feeling I believe in.
Set the scene, light the candles, break it down again.
I came there
And welcome back to the speaking portion of this show here today. This is I Come From The Mountain, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I am the unnamed host, and I am here joined by the other unnamed host.
Yep, co-host number one.
And sometimes we say our names, but you probably haven't caught it, and so maybe you actually don't know what our names are. So today, for today, we are anonymous.
That works for me. an anonymous co-host here to usher you into the list of songs that we just played.
Here is a list of songs that we have just played anonymously. The last song you heard was from a band called Real Farmer. Real Farmer is a band from the Netherlands, which could be a fictitious country as far as I'm concerned, because I've never been. But I heard it's real, and I've heard it's really beautiful, actually. Weirdly enough, Netherlands has been coming up a lot in my fictitious zeitgeist, because I was listening to the chat pile live at Roadburn, which happens in the Netherlands. And they talk about what a beautiful country it is, where everyone's on a bike and it's green everywhere. And that seems crazy that there is such a place in the world where people just ride bikes around like rose bushes.
Well, Chatpile's from Oakland or something, right?
Yeah, like on Oklahoma?
Oh, sorry, Oklahoma.
Or
yeah.
Kansas? Like,
they're like middle America. So I imagine that it would be pretty nice compared to that.
I mean, to be fair, I've also never been to, I think it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
The only reference I really have to Oklahoma is a song by Darkest Hour called Oklahoma. That has a very edgy video of a teenager going into a van in the woods, and he finds the band Darkest Hour playing in the van in the woods, and he just parties with Darkest Hours in the woods of Oklahoma. The song's not about this at all, also. The music video is totally not about what the song is about.
Damn,
but
what a concept.
It was pretty cool, actually, at the time. I watched it on, like, that MTV2 or, like, the late-night MTV stuff. And I think it was that song that actually got me into Darkest Hour. So, anyways, before that, we had Water Margin Locals from here in Vancouver, a song called Shy of Merit. The album is called Gleaming Cursed, which is really good. And I hope that a lot of people in Vancouver are listening to it, because it is a very, very, very good album. So there's been a lot of good music coming out of the city lately. So that's been a kind of a lovely thing to see and to get to experience in this world. Our very isolated and bubble of a music scene is definitely exploding right now, which is quite cool. Before that, you heard from Dan Mayer. I want to say he's better known for his work in agriculture, like agriculture is known at all, but he is also a one-fourth of the black metal band Agriculture, which we've played on the show. This is his solo debut called Kneeling. The song you heard was called 16 Angels. Excuse me. And it is a departure from his work in agriculture, though not entirely. I think there's a lot of tonal equivalences between his solo work and what he does in agriculture. Definitely decidedly less metal, obviously, but nonetheless quite good and quite jarring. And then we opened up today's set with a band called Ribbon Skirt from Montreal, a song called Dead Horse from their debut as Ribbon Skirt. They were a band before called Love Language, called Bite Down. And now we move on to another set of tunes for you all today on this very difficult to read weather day that is this Wednesday, which started cold and probably rainy, and now it is muggy and probably sunny. And we always are in the media res of this strange May weather. But here is a song by a band that hasn't been a band for a very long time, But they just reissued this album, so that's quite cool. This is an Italian screamo band named La Quiette, and this is a song called... It's in Italian, so this, like, if I'm bad at French and most things that are in English and Spanish, this is going to be truly terrible, and I'm sorry if I offend any of the Italians listening right now, including my anonymous co-host, who may or may not be Italian.
Yeah, that's it. Undisclosed. Don't dox me.
This is a song called Giugno. Anyway, you decide for yourself. Here's La Quiette.
We'll be right back. was midway through the second chain lift. A big thud of mountain will roll where I turn to my Tinder, they flush with excitement of illumination. Backlit by a prismatic spray of drones. Adjacent to night. Said the intellectual depth that leads to wisdom and happiness has been discarded in favor of shallow forms of reflection and recall. She bit her lip and she took my hand as we crossed from frontier to adventure land. After her breast strains against shirt, legs disappear into the curve of that skirt. Long ride and lean in this panoptic sprawl of delight. An abdication of the difficult choices in life. We see just what we want to see. Believe we don't see. Time you realize you're in the abyss. The more you try to shine a light, the darker it gets. Destiny manifests in every dark ride. Until eventually you do agree, we're all justified. We see. Just what we wanna see. Believe in any old fantasy. Within these earth embers, the architecture reassures. Nostalgic, safe and warm. A mushroom cloud above the Matterhorn. Her hair is in flames. My flesh melts from the bone. Our skeletal remains left in a licentious pose. The inner workings of the machinery is exposed. It really wasn't so bad as far as Tinder dates go. We're seeing just what we wanna see. Believe in whatever helps you sleep. We'll be right back.
my mouth.
Welcome back to the speaking portion of this show. I come from the mountain. Hi, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and only 10 minutes have gone by, and it is now cloudy once again. So that's your little weather report for today. I almost feel like weather reports now could be done like every 5 minutes, really. Anyway, you just heard a lot of loud music. Let's talk quietly and with a lot of care about this loud music that you just heard. You just heard a instrumental track by Combat Wounded Veteran, a song called One Third of a Perfect Man. From an album called I Know a Girl Who Develops Crime Scene Photos, parentheses, the instrumentals, which is obviously an instrumental release of their, I think it's like 1999 album, I Know a Girl Who Develops Crime Scene Photos, which is good. The instrumentals are strange for a band of their ilk, but it's a strangely interesting listen because it's not often you hear such chaotic and indiscernible music without its accompanying chaotic and discernible vocals. It's almost more jarring to not have someone screaming at you while you listen to this music because it just really highlights the insanity that is to write music of that ilk, I guess, and to do it without like quote-unquote a message behind it. Not that there's ever really a message, or if there is, sometimes it's indiscernible, but yeah, just it's very haunted, honestly, to listen to the instrumental version of those songs. So if you're into weird stuff like that, definitely worth taking a listen. Before that, you heard a small little short burst of energy by the band Piss, whose name I'm not sure I'm allowed to say on air, but it is their name, and I'm pretty sure that it's not banned.
Piss isn't a cuss.
I mean, but like, no one says that word.
Really?
I don't think so. Like, not in, I often think about a word like piss. Here we are saying it a bunch of times. So we're really,
keep saying it over.
I mean, it's, we're going to discuss it. That's just how it's going to go.
I think
you
it's
know?
Funny. I've always liked that. I've always liked piss over pee. What are we, five?
Well, I agree with you. I don't need it to be, I don't need them to be pee the band either. But I just mean like in terms of like the legality of saying things on the air. I'm like, maybe if their name was urine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can definitely say urine on air. Which is also
gross.
As I'm saying it now, it's a little gross.
When you veer towards like a more medicalized language, I feel like it's kind of nastier than piss. Although I will concede that the word piss sounds like a cuss just because of it, how it sounds.
Yeah, and often how it's used, right? It's also like, I think, I love that you say cussing, by the way. That's that is like very... That
sorry swearing.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like I'm like cussing. Like, where are we in like the Rust Belt? It's like, oh, don't cuss, Ma. You know.
You don't know who I am.
That's true. We are anonymous today. Anonymous works in progress forever. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, like, can you say anus? I guess I just did.
I guess
so we'll
just
see
did.
If we.
I think that's worse.
But like, technically, a word that isn't quote unquote bad, whatever, wherever the black book of words is that the Canadian government looks at when they think about the things that we can and cannot say on the air, which, you know, famously, at least for people who've listened to I Come From the Mountain for a long time, it's like that's, we face that a lot with the very popular band Effed Up, which whose name we can't actually say on air, even though it's actually legitimately their name. So like, I was like, does piss fall into the same category where we have to say pee the band to avoid the slam down of the Canadian government being like, no, that's not a good word to be sharing with the public.
It's true. It's not. It's very dirty.
It's a dirty word. Speaking of dirty words, before pee the band... you heard a band called Fruit Loops with three O's, so technically Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Fruit Loops put out a song called Appendicitis, a word that I cannot spell, and I'm looking at my play sheet right now and thinking that is not how you spell that word, but I hope that the programming manager will forgive me for that. And it is a single off of a yet unreleased album, which is very promising because I had not heard this band prior to Tasha. Damn it.
Oh.
Hey. Prior to the other anonymous host of this show showing them to me today. And so very promising. Fruit Loops, a song called Appendicitis, mind spelling, a single. Before that, you heard from Canadian punk icons Propagandhi, a song called Prismatic Spray off of their new album At Peace. I've been listening to Propagandhi for a very, very long time. And while At Peace was not my favorite record by them, it's actually, I think it's better than their last one. So I've been here for it. Plus, I'm always here for like people who are aging in punk still doing the damn thing, because punk is so crazy ageist that it's just like, it's nice when there's still people that continue to stay in it and it doesn't just become this thing that like sloganeering teenagers use as a way to identify themselves and really align it to like what it actually means to write punk music and to engage in like punk ethics and culture, right? Which is not just like the studded like mohawk thing that you see like kids do. Like, it's, you know, it's much more than that. And something I can appreciate about Propagandhi is that they definitely carry that ethos well into their now aging bodies, aging minds, aging culture. Before that, you heard from a young punk band called Intermission from San Diego, a song called Castle Artillery off of their album Power Corrupts. Straight to the point. Before that, you heard from another young punk band, this one from somewhere in the UK. Their name is Class Tourist, and the song was called Post-War Concert, which is effectively what Nickelback is doing currently.
It's actually Pro-War Concert.
What did I say?
post-war.
Oh, sorry, pro-war contest.
Yeah, you got to get the sarcasm of this band.
You know, pro-war concert actually better for what I was going to say, which is like, oh, so just to finish this up, the album's called Blunt First Trauma. It's pretty cool. Check it out. Pro-war concert. I know it's like a joke.
Yes. Well, it's not a joke.
Well, not a joke. More like an observation in a way.
Yeah.
But like now I just want to dig, like rip into Nickelback because I can, because I'm going to say a fact that then all of you can decide how cool it is or not. But... Nickelback's about to do a co-headlining tour with Kid Rock in the United States. And if you don't know why Kid Rock's a problem, he's probably one of the only like true MAGAist musicians out there, like incredibly pro-Trump, incredibly pro like all his like crazy ideas. And there's a reason why he's the one doing the Rock the Country or something tour. But it's crazy that a Canadian band in our current cultural environment has decided that this is a good place to align themselves. Like, it doesn't surprise me in a way because they are a burden. But
yeah, this crazy thing happened with Nickelback, wherein I think when they first started releasing music, a lot of people genuinely liked it. And then around the mid-aughts when we were coming up, a lot of people genuinely hated Nickelback. And then because of all the pushback against Nickelback, a lot of people started proclaiming that we were too harsh and that, in fact, Nickelback was not that bad. And that weird, you know, that seesaw that happens with bands like that, they kind of suck. And they were
this
always
is our opinion.
Sucky.
This is just opinion.
Sure.
So that, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
And everything else that we have said is just fact, which is they are doing this. So. Just avoiding slander here. But
yeah, I mean, like, I think this pretty sucky move from an already pretty sucky act, so.
Agreed. And, like, look, you can feel however you want about Canadian nationalism. I for one, aren't like a... I am not, like, pro-Canada in any way, but I do think that it's hilarious that a band that is considered, like, iconic Canadian rock... like music.
What have they ever had to say about?
I mean, nothing.
Canada,
absolutely,
or
nothing.
Living here. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no. They just tried to mimic Nirvana and then found like a more radio friendly sound.
I know.
Sorry, it's just an opinion.
Oh, that's fine. Like, I think that's fine. I mean, we're not saying that any member is like racist or something. You know, like
no,
we're just saying that we, as people who enjoy music and culture, have both found some major gaps in what culture significance Canadians have placed upon a arguably super mediocre band.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, also, if you're to learn anything from the pendulum swing of like favorite act and then world's least favorite act and then redeemable act, is that like you can have opinions about things. You
Damn.
Cannot like something. It is fine. You can have a critical opinion of something. I don't buy the like just let people enjoy things argument. Enjoying things is having an opinion about it. So that's what I have to say. And it all comes from Nickelback. Wow, thanks, Nickelback.
Thank you, Nickelback. So you can feel however you want about them. But if you're listening to this show with any sense of you enjoying the music that we play, I would say that we're probably of the same mind that Nickelback isn't a very good band. So.
Well, who cares if someone says that?
But you know
good.
What? Look, if you like Nickelback, like,
who cares?
Live it, dog.
Yeah.
Like, go for it. Blast it out of that F-150 of yours.
No, don't do that.
And you know what? If it's electric, even better. Even better. We're out of time. That's crazy. Okay, well, I guess I'd just say goodbye now. Do you have a song you want to play us out? I've got like a maybe on lock, but like I'm down to change it.
I have a maybe also. This comes from like small shout out to Seesaw.fun. It's a small music blog that I've been following for a while, and they put out a podcast called Punk This Week. And one of their episodes, they've been really big in this band called Jennifer? It's actually Jennifer. I haven't heard anything from it, but I generally trust their opinion, and we could try that.
We're going to try that, because otherwise I'd play a band that we've played a number of times before, which would be great, but I think that maybe ending on a question mark would be great.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that? First, the pleasantries of saying goodbye. Thanks for listening. Always a pleasure to do this, regardless if you're into Nickelback or not, truly. And we got so stuck in Nickelback, I actually forgot to say what else we played.
Concept of Nickelback, okay.
Yeah, that second set, very quickly, was Class Tourist, Pro-War Concert, blah, blah, blah. And then before that was Caustic Wound, a song called Endless Grave from their new album Grinding Mechanisms of Torment. Great name. And then we started off that set with La Quiette, a song called Gino, I think, which is from their reissue of their self-titled. And now we go back to where we were, which is finishing this hour of music. Thanks so much for listening. Always a pleasure to be here and to do this with you all. And I hope that you enjoy the ever-changing weather and that you enjoy me and the other anonymous, definitely not Tasha's co-host, banter. And this has been I Come From The Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM, always. And I'm going to play you out with a song called Went On Tea by Jennifer ? Which is from their album Jennifer ? Thanks a lot for listening, and goodbye for now, Radio World.
Hey, this is Mark Yortoy. Yes, that is my real name. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's real home of rock and roll. Yeah, that's right. Real home.
please be gentle.